Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate girls soccer team, Coach Sarah Reese. And Coach, first half, it was about even as far as shots go, and you were able to get some pressure and some pretty good pressure, but just didn't have anything to show for it there in the first half.
Yeah, in the first half, we came out and we were playing a little flat, and unfortunately, it was like we were a step off of everything. You know, collectively, we needed to be first to the ball, and we needed to win 50-50 balls. And unfortunately, we were waiting for that ball, and they were just stepping through. And so if we want to have control of the ball and transition and keep possession, that's really a critical element that not just one or two people do that, but we all collectively do that. And so in the first half, we just weren't doing that. We weren't going to the ball, and we weren't winning 50-50 balls. And I told the girls at halftime, I said, that is going to be the difference maker. And how we choose to respond in the second half is up to them. You know, they dropped in one goal on a free kick, which they took a quick free kick, which, you know, is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then they were able to connect on another one. And we just didn't have the giddy up after that to have a quick rebound. Thankfully, though, we turned it around in the second half.
What did you tell them at halftime to turn it around, or did they just decide to kick it into gear?
Well, I first told them that it's going to be critical that they each individually take care of themselves mentally and physically, and then to do that collectively, right? On a soccer field, it's like a puzzle, and we got to put all the pieces together when we are playing. I told them the most critical thing that they do is that they have a mental reframe, that they're ready to go out there and play, and the next 40 minutes are going to be whatever they make of it. I can't do it for them. But I said it was going to be critical that they, number one, went to the ball. They had to go to the ball. They had to come back for the ball. They had to win 50-50 balls. It all starts with being first to the ball and controlling the ball and the possession. And then I said, secondly, we needed to go white to white. We, in the first half, were just making long ball passes or just kicking it kind of up and out. That's a strategy that you use with a Bemidji or with an East Grand Forks. That is not a strategy you use on a game like today. And so we needed to really go white to white. We needed to dribble, and we needed to pass, and then we needed to make runs. And that's what we did in the second half. You know, they didn't have many shots. They didn't have many scoring mm-hmm. opportunities. And we did that in the second half. And then I said, we got to upset the apple cart a little bit. And so we took two of our defenders who were going to the ball and who mm-hmm. were coming back. And we said, you know what? You're going to be forwards. We're going to switch this up. Because the first half, things just weren't falling, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just how soccer games work. And so we literally just flopped around some people. So Adelia Weiland and JoJo Wallace played forward, and honestly, they played fantastic. I mean, they put the pressure on for the first minute all the way through the 40th minute, and they created plays, and they had other people in the playmaking. Defensively, we played together and team defense, and so the second half was just remarkably better than the first half. I said, we need to leave the first half here, and we need to take the second half with us. Unfortunately, we had the quantity of shots in the second half, but the quality wasn't there. We were shooting, but we weren't able to finish. And so we need to take that into Monday against St. John's in our games next week, and be able to finish.
You outshot them 14-2 in the second half, so you have to be happy with how the girls played. They really played well. And as you said, you had two, I would say, golden opportunities. One was from about 20, 25 yards out, and Cassie had a beautiful shot on, almost trickled in, and then she had one right in front and just couldn't, maybe too close, and wasn't able to get it by the goaltender.
Yeah, Cassie had a lot of great scoring opportunities tonight, and the beauty of it is we had a lot of players with different scoring opportunities. So, you know, as a team, we have 11 people on the field, and we can't rely on Cassie to just get it done for us. Cassie has great shots and opportunities, but also the other team is targeting her, right? So she does all of the little things to create opportunities and shots, but we can't rely on her because not every day is going to be her day, right? And so today her shots weren't falling. She had a torpedo. Like, the one from 25 yards out was a literal torpedo. Like, the goalie's hands must have hurt. And the breakaway at the end, that's a huge adrenaline rush. Mm-hmm. And Cassie typically, you know, is able to find the net on those, but some days they just don't fall, and that's expected of every athlete. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important as a team that we remember that we all can put the ball in the net, so we can't rely on one person to get it done. Our biggest weapon is that we all can be contributing to putting the ball in the net and finishing, and that's the mentality that we need to have. We need to trust that all of our teammates can put the ball in the net, and we need to be accountable to that as well.
Overall thoughts on the game?
I thought that JoJo Wallison and Adelia Weiland had fantastic games. Mm-hmm. I thought they, you know, did great defensively in the first half. Thought they had rock star job in the second half. Adelia Weiland's probably been most improved player this year. I mean, really exciting. She's one where I'm just still really trying to figure out what is the best position for her. So that's been exciting to watch. Hattie Weiland had a great game as well. She's been playing a lot of different defensive roles, and what I really liked tonight about her was her communication. She was very vocal on the field. That's a really important part. Kaylee Megson's just consistent. She'll, any place you put her, she's gonna give you it all and be consistent. And so I really appreciate that leadership by Kaylee and others. And I'm glad for the team effort collecting themselves after halftime, because that's, the coaching staff can't do it, right? The team has to decide how they're gonna respond, and so I was happy with how they responded.